I want to first introduce Southwest Captain Tammy Jo Schultz.
Here. Thanks for coming.
If you want to sit, go ahead. Yep, absolutely. Our next female aviator is retired U.S. Air Force F-16 pilot and senior resident fellow for the Mitchell Institute for Aerospace Studies, Heather Lucky Penny. And many of you may have heard her this afternoon. Thank you. And I want to make a quick announcement. We just learned that Heather Lucky Penny is the newly elected EAA board member as of today. So. Very good. Our next female is Lieutenant General Stacy Harris, Inspector General of the U.S. Air Force. Absolutely. Next, we have U.S. Air Force Major Jessica Hudson. She's a KC-10 pilot and a UPS MD-11 FO. Our next female pilot is U.S. Air Force Major Jill Sliger, KC-10 pilot, and she's also an instructor pilot. And a trick airman, too. Very good. Next, we have U.S. Air Force Tech Sergeant Autumn here for the KC-10 with the crew. Absolutely. And last but not least, we have U.S. Air Force Senior Airman Callie Flood. She's a KC-10 boom operator. So, awesome. Well, welcome, ladies. Thank you for being with us this evening. You have a bottle of water next to you, should you need it. And we'll be competing with the aircraft that are coming and going tonight. But just real quickly, I'd want to go down the row, and I would like you to tell us exactly your present career position and how many years you've been there, and just a little bit of what that entails. What's your position about? So we'll start with Tammy.
I'm Southwest Airlines 737 pilot, captain out of Houston, and that's really the title I have. That's it.
And how many years have you been there?
I've been there. This is going on my 25th.
25th year. Very good. And Lucky?
I'm a washed-up has-been, recovering fighter pilot. And I told this joke earlier, but it's true, and you all know it. The longer it's been, the better I was. I'm currently a senior resident fellow at the Mitchell Institute for Aerospace Studies. So there I do research and analysis, defense policy, specifically with respect to the Air Force and air power issues, and then I provide policy advice to national leadership and decision makers on what they should do in order to be able to promote our nation's interest using air power doing that. I'm also a crazy cat lady when it comes to airplanes. I haven't met an airplane I didn't like. I've got two little airplanes right now and a very supportive and understanding husband. We've got a 170 and a Stearman, and I flew the 170 in, so it was a tremendous amount of fun.
So I'm Stacy Harris, and I have been in the Air Force for 36 years. And for the and for the past about 9 months, I've been flying a desk as the Inspector General of the Air Force. I'm responsible for the readiness of our Air Force, though, and with our national defense strategy saying we must compete, we must deter, and when deterrence fails, we will win. The readiness and lethality of our Air Force is critically important. And then also we're the cultural conscience, our IG Enterprise is the cultural conscience of our Air Force, ensuring that our members maintain our core values of integrity first, service before self, and excellence in all we do.
So I would like to ask to switch seats because this is a hard act to follow. Thank you for having us today.
No,
it's a pleasure
absolutely.
To be here. My name is, it's new Major Jessica Hodson. I am a KC-10 instructor pilot out at Travis Air Force Base as a traditional reservist. And then on my other life, I am a UPS first officer based out of Louisville flying the MD-11.
Very good. How long have you been there?
I've been at UPS. I got hired in April of 2015, so just over 3 years, yeah.
Okay, great.
And I've been in the Air Force for 10, sorry.
For 10
years, yeah. Okay. I didn't want to put that out there when she put how many years.
Yes. Hi, my name is Jill Sliger. I am a KC-10 instructor pilot as well. I am also the Air Reserve Technician in the Air Force Reserve, so my full-time job is Director of Operations of the 79th Air Refueling Squadron. I just run operations for the squadron and make sure we keep flying the airplanes and the missions. I've been in the service for 23 years.
Wow. Very good. And just in time.
Just in time.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm fixed now. I am a KC-10 flight engineer. I've been in for 13 years as of today. Today's my anniversary. Before I was an engineer, I was a boom operator like Callie, and before that I was a C5 mechanic, so the other big guy out there. And then on my side job, I work for Apple out in California.
Okay. And you've been in, did you say how long you've been in?
In the Air Force?
Yeah.
13 years.
13
yeah.
years, that's right, you did mention. Okay, very good, thank you. And then Callie.
My name is Callie. I've been in the Air Force for a whopping 3 years, and I've been a KC-10 boom operator the whole time. And then I'm a reservist as well, and on the outside, I just go to school right now.
All right. Okay. So we've established that all these ladies have military backgrounds, you know, and Tammy Jo was in the Navy, and Heather was in the Air Force. And then the rest of us were in the Air Force, so very good. So let me start by asking Callie, what inspired you to join?
Have any like strong urge to go into aviation in the beginning, like Taylor did, but I'd finished 2 years of a JC at a JC, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do next. So my dad was just talking to me about different options, and he like mentioned what a boom operator was, and I looked more into it, and I was able to go get a tour of the squadron, and I immediately fell in love and haven't looked back since.
Okay, so your family had military background.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Very good. And let me ask Jill, what inspired you?
A similar story. Both my parents were in the Air Force. My dad was a pilot. My mom was a nurse. And a little bit longer story. He one day came into my room. I have two brothers, and we were all chatting. And he said, "Hey, Jill, would you like to fly airplanes?" He asked my brothers as well. It wasn't just me. And we all kind of shook our head and said, "No, we can't do that. What do you mean?" And I don't understand why we thought that, but it was great that he introduced us to flying and took us out to the local airport. One flight in, and I was hooked for sure, and then pursued the military for the training and the flying for sure.
Okay, so. Great. So who does not have a military family? Oh, okay, Jessica.
Same question of why I joined the
yes,
Air Force.
Yes, absolutely.
Can I be really candid? It was a really great way to get flight training, and it was a really great way to get paid, and then patriotism followed afterwards.
Okay.
So I've enjoyed my time in the Air Force, but I think when I was younger, I didn't think about joining the Air Force. I was kind of scared, quite honestly. I had this notion of what being an Air Force pilot would be. And when I found out about the Air Force Reserves, that was like a compromise that I could handle and I could wrap my mind around. So I was what they call a reserve baby, and so mm-hmm. I got hired into that, and that's kind of where it opened my eyes, and I'm so glad I did it. It's been a great experience.
Very
it's really
good.
Opened so many doors, And we get to see the world and do amazing things, so.
Yes.
And that's my plug.
Yeah. Very good. Excellent. And so, who else was not? The rest of you? Military? You?
No.
No.
My family branched in New Mexico.
Oh, okay. So how did you get interested?
Well, initially, I read a book about it. It's called Jungle Book, or Jungle Pilot, I'm sorry. Jungle Book is a very different book. And different things happen in it. Jungle Pilot, it's about a missionary aviation fellowship pilot named Nate Saint. He was a pilot for Jim Elliott down in Ecuador. And just growing up on a ranch without television or telephone, I mean, books were really an escape. And just reading about that was just mind-boggling. And then also the Air Force Base, Holloman Air Force Base, was about half a desert away, and they used our hay barn as their point of reference for dogfighting. And so we had an air show every day, and I just, as I'm mucking stalls, I realized that looks like a lot more fun.
Yes, okay, wow, very good.